Ladies and gentlemen, now call the meeting back to order, and again, I apologize for the little delay. So first case, please.
Thank you. The first application tonight is a case 11,660 Keith and Crystal Brock. They seek a special use exception to operate a daycare facility, section 115-23C5 and 115-210A3E of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the northeast side of Woodbridge Road, approximately 0.39 miles south of Scott Store Road. The 911 address is 14281 Woodbridge Road in Greenwood. The zoning district is AR. The tax map is District 530, Map 13, Parcel 18.02. Again, they're seeking a special use exception for a daycare. Received no letters in opposition. We did receive one letter in support of, and the letter states that they are writing in support of the application for Crystal and Keith Brock, that they own the house directly across the street from 148281 Woodbridge Road in Greenwood, and have no objection to the special use exception to operate a daycare that they seek. They appreciate having them as neighbors, and the fact that somebody is home during the day, that gives them a sense of security against being targeted for break-ins, and the added traffic of parents dropping off and picking up their children at the daycare adds to the sense of security. The daycare does not impose any inconvenience to them in any way. And with the play yard in the back of the house, there is no excessive noise, and they think it's a perfect location for a daycare, and they ask that you please consider granting the special use application. And we received no mail returns. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, first case, please. Ladies.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Crystal Brock, 14281 Woodbridge Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
Okay, we were here. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Keith Brock, 14281 Woodbridge Road, Greenwood, Delaware, 9950.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello.
Can you explain to the board your request for this daycare?
I'm currently operating as a level one daycare, a home daycare in Greenwood, and I would like to move up to a level two, which allows me more children.
Okay. And how many, again, will that, how many children?
I currently have six children. I'm allowed six children, and this will allow me nine children.
Okay, and what will be your hours of operation?
7 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Fine, Monday through, and the age of the children?
The age of the children will be 1 to 12 years old.
Okay. All right, ma'am. We'll see if there's any further questions from members. So I'm going to start down here with you, Mr. Rickers.
But she's answered all the questions I was going to ask, Mr. Chairman, but the, let's see, you said 1 to 12 years old?
Yes.
Okay, 1 to 12. Will you increase any employees?
No.
In other words, how many employees do you have now?
One.
Just
one? And a substitute.
Substitute?
Yes.
Okay. And you have no problem with parking or anything like that?
No, we have a concrete driveway that allows six cars at the max.
Okay. No other questions.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
One question. The question before us is, will the use substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent property? So I guess the question would be more specifically, has it in the past?
No.
And do you feel that adding children would substantially adversely affect?
No, adding children won't affect our neighbors at all.
Uh-huh.
We've spoken to both our neighbors, and they're fine and happy with having us there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Any further questions? Mr. Sharp?
The letter from your neighbor referenced there's a play area. Is that fenced in?
It is fenced in.
And are the kids out there a lot during the day?
They're out there for an hour in the morning and then an hour in the afternoon, weather permitting.
And what's in the area, the neighborhood there? Is it residential?
It's all it's residential. It's like a farm. We have a farm behind us, chicken houses, and then across the street is a large house, a large land and a house.
Have you had any complaints?
No complaints at all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Are there any further questions?
Yeah.
Is that one of your children on your right? No, that's your husband.
That's my husband, yes. He's my substitute.
Yeah, he looks a little older than 12.
Yes.
No other question.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that the request would not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And we didn't hear any testimony to the contrary, so I make a motion we approve case number 11,660.
Do I have a, excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Ricker that we approve case number 11,660. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,660 is approved.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Next case, please.